report examining privacy laws in Australia and horse cloning in Peru. Good morning, and this is Sophie with your 10am Zlines. In local news, the Albanese Labor government has committed to supporting the disabled community by funding research through the National Disability Research Partnership. Over $13.6 million has been committed over the next 2 years, which will help improve policy and practice while making communities safer and accessible. Minister for Social Services Amanda Rishworth says the NDRP will support research that includes a wide range of people with disability, including those who are often left out or not well represented. In a report released today, Australian workers risk being dismissed if they fail to agree to invasive medical tests, despite proposed changes to privacy laws. The No Blood, No Job report found current privacy laws to be unclear and complex upon examining the experience of tradespeople required to provide blood samples by employers in the mining industry, and many of these people were unfairly demanded by their employers to provide medical information. Changes to Australia's Privacy Act are expected to be tabled in Parliament this month. Communities in the New South Wales Hunter region have failed to halt coal mine expansions, despite its contribution to global emissions. People in the area have argued the Planning Commission failed to consider global impacts of coal mining. New South Wales Land and Environment Court Justice John Robson says while there is no doubt that the continuation of coal mining will cause climate change impacts, it is only the court's job to look at the required functions being carried out by the Commission. And in international news, a team of university researchers in Peru have successfully cloned the Peruvian peso horse. The use of somatic cell nuclear transfer technology and samples of tissue was implanted into female horses, successfully cloning the desired breed. Many consider this horse Peru's national horse, and university researcher Nilton Valderrama says they wish to produce and preserve its high genetic value. For your weather today, it's partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers, and you're looking at a max temp of 23, with the UV index expected to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Hey you! Yeah, you! This next track comes with a language warning.